847 at WFIR. Time now for Ask the Expert. I welcome my guest, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, Joey.
Good to talk with you, Connie. And as we all know, time is running out. Is there anything our listeners can do, Connie, in the last 2 weeks of the year to improve their financial picture in 2020 and plan ahead now for 2021?
Well, I would start by checking on your 401k plan or other employer plan. How much have you contributed this year? The maximum contribution is $19,500 for 2020, and that limit is unchanged for 2021. And those who are 50 years old or over this year can contribute an additional $6,500. So if you have any paychecks left in 2020, see if you can make an additional contribution for this year so that you end strong. But certainly prepare for 2021. Look at your contribution limit. And if you're not maxing out, a good strategy is to kind of ease into it by increasing by 1% or 2% each year. And a good goal to reach for is to contribute 15% of every paycheck for your long-term financial security. And then after that, I would consider IRA contributions. The limit is $6,000 for 2020, with an additional $1,000 for those who are 50 years old and over. And the Roth IRA limit is the same. But note that you only have one limit. You can contribute all of it to an IRA or to a Roth IRA or a combination of the two. And these limits also remain the same for 2021. But unlike your 401k contribution, you have until you file this year's income tax return to make your 2020 contribution. So there are income limits, and it would be important to check into that and plan now to see if you qualify to make a contribution. The most important thing, Joey, is that you put savings and investing on autopilot. When you make automatic contributions from every paycheck, it makes it much easier and it actually gets done. So we call it pay yourself first and set high goals. Your contributions are the most important part of your financial success. The market can help, but your contribution level is really the secret. And one last item I would mention is the health savings account, or HSA. That's often overlooked as part of retirement strategy, but your 2020 limit is $3,550 for an individual or $7,100 for a family, and you're qualified if you have a high deductible insurance plan. And like your IRA, you have until you file your tax return next year to complete your 2020 contribution. The thing about an HSA account is that it can be carried forward indefinitely year after year, and it can be used in retirement to cover medical costs. So plan now to make regular contributions next year and build your health savings account. And please, if you have questions about some of the things I've mentioned this morning, feel free to call us. We want you to have a strong end to 2020.
And Connie, if our listeners would like to get in touch with you, what is that number? How can they reach you?
They can call 540-772-4545. That number is 540-772-4545.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning, WFIR.